I chose Bolivia. It was one of the poorer cities and countries that I looked at, and so I kind of wanted to get the most out of it and be able to help someone who literally wouldn't have any help, you know, other ways. So the plan is to go June 1st and stay till June 30th.
Now, how many prosthetics do you think you could get done in a month?
In a month's time, we probably make maybe 10 to 15 prosthetic limbs, just depending on the type of limb and how much time we have with the patients if they live far away. So in a month's time down there, the way they fabricate is different, but I would probably, it's a safe to say maybe 10 to 15, maybe even 20. Obviously, if you don't have a patient there, we have to wait and see if a patient is available or if a patient is needing a new limb or if the patient has a limb that needs to have servicing done. So you can't really predict farther than a week out.
Now, would the person actually physically have to come to you, or would you just, you know, go off of pre-measurements? I mean, how would you go about fitting them for everything and then getting that made?
Typically, the patient would come to the shop. This company chose La Paz because it's in the heart of the city, so it's readily accessible for patients to come in. And since these patients are getting free prosthetics, we want to see the patients that are actually willing to put in the work to get there and show the willingness to actually work with us and have them made.
Now, what kind of prosthetics are you talking about? Just like, you know, a leg, you know, from maybe the knee down? Or I saw you had on your website, on your GoFundMe, there was a picture of a girl who had her hip, it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they typically have five to seven hip patients. That's pretty rare, and that's why she was, you know, on their site, because it was such a challenge to do a hip. 75% of amputees are below the knee, and that's the majority of the people that we would be seeing would be lower extremities and below the knee. But there are, on occasion, double below the knee or an above knee. Very rarely you would see an arm patient getting a prosthesis.
Why is that?
Well, just functionality. If someone has, you know, if they're off below the elbow, you know, their forearm is still pretty sensitive, and you can still use that for just about anything. Someone off at the shoulder, it's very difficult. It can be heavy and hot. Patients in other countries, in third world countries, they wouldn't adapt well, and they wouldn't have the materials and the componentry to even have a high-functioning prosthesis if they were an upper extremity.
Talking about weather conditions, now, do you have to make prosthetics differently in Bolivia as you would oppose to, say, here?
Well, yes, but not really because of the weather. The weather in Bolivia would be no
humid.
Different than, yeah, humid, like Florida, south, you know, South Texas. But the way they make their limbs there, they have to be made 100% in that country. So the components and the parts and the material have to be accessible to them. They can't just go out and buy a high dollar foot from an aftermarket company. They have to be able to make their foot in shop, and if it's an above knee, the knee joint needs to be something that they can fix when it breaks, and it needs to be something that they can make there in the shop, you know, from start to finish. So, you know, Americans in first world countries have all of these accessible companies that they can just buy a new knee or buy a new foot or buy a new lock or buy silicone liners, and these people don't have any of those luxuries. So the process is completely different than it is here.
And I know a lot of people are probably going to be listening to this thinking, you know, why are you even thinking about going there? You're an amputee yourself.
Right, yeah. I'm missing my leg below the knee. I've been this way since last April, and since then, you know, priorities kind of changed and my thought process changed. I was in finance for a long time and kind of just got tired of it, and I wanted to change into prosthetics. So I want to give back to people, and I know exactly what they're going through, somewhat. I mean, people lose their limbs traumatically and everyone is different, but I just kind of wanted to share my experience and story and basically help everyone back up to their feet.
And I'm friends with you on Facebook. Full disclosure, I grew up with you. We went to school together.
Right.
You never had the prosthetic all throughout high school. You did have an accident,
right,
though, from what I understand, and then later ended up with the prosthetic. But
right,
you actually make prosthetics now, is that right?
Yeah, I've been working at Standard Artificial Limb in St. Louis for about 6 months now, just doing an apprenticeship or an internship. I taught myself. I built my own in my garage before I even had a limb made for me, and that's kind of what helped me determine what I needed to do and, you know, change careers, basically.
I followed you on Facebook and watched you build that. That was crazy. I just want to say that.
Well, now that I know how to make them the right way, it's really amazing that that thing actually worked.
You're not from St. Louis. You're originally from Nokomis.
That's right. Born and raised in Nokomis, class of 96.
Woot woot. If somebody would like to donate, you're looking to raise, what, $20,000 for travel expenses?
Well, the travel expenses is something I'm pretty much taking care of myself. The $20,000 is for materials and shop expenses, paying for the shop, paying for the employees that they actually have there, and the materials to make the limbs. You can go to GoFundMe.com. That's one word, GoFundMe. And typed in limbs-4-LAPAZ, L-A-P-A-Z, they can find my site, they can make their donation, and they can follow the progress through that site pretty easily. It shows like a percentage bar of how close I am to, you know, reaching my goal.
And you're looking to leave on June 1st, you said?
That's right.
Well, good luck, my friend.
I appreciate it, Scott. It was nice talking with you.